When it comes to traditions, Somas Nut House comes to mind. Nuts, candies, trail mix, dried fruit, and gift baskets are affordable for all your needs. Also perfect for your corporate clients. Available online and can be shipped anywhere in the U.S. at www.somasnuthouse.com. Somas Nut House is a landmark in Ventura County and was founded by Stephen Resnick and his parents. Grandma Resnick is now 100 years young, and she continues to provide input to grandchildren, Rebecca and Jeremy, as they carry on this family tradition at Somas Nut House, located at 4475 Los Angeles Avenue, right off the 118 in Somas. Call Somas Nut House at 1-800-266-NUTS. That's 1-800-266-NUTS. That's right. Everyone needs nuts in their life. If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs. Surfaces USA is your natural stone and tile superstore. Come browse the largest selection of natural stone, glass, porcelain, ceramic, and composite tile and slabs. Choose your kitchen or bath countertops from our rich selection of unique and exotic granite, marble, and onyx slabs. Ask about our installation project management and free design consultation services. Call us today and mention the Kim Pagano Show and get 10% off your order. 805-604-1568. That's 805-604-1568. Or visit us online at surfacesusa.com. Conveniently located at 380 South Lombard Street in Oxnard. Surfaces USA. We'll help you make your dream home a reality.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you so much for being here. Wake up, Jennifer.
I knew something didn't seem quite right, and then I'm like, oh, I have the microphone.
All right. Anyways, welcome, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life, The Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim. I'm here with Jennifer.
Hello, everybody. Happy summer.
I'm so excited. You're all into that, aren't you?
I am. 4 days into it, and I'm living the dream right now.
There you go. We're actually going to head out to go to Laughlin and be river rats, although the water is really, really high there, so we're going to be...
Could you bring some home to California?
I know. Well, how does that work? You know, they have more water than they need, and there's not really any coves. We're just going to put life jackets on as diapers and lay in the water.
That's the best.
That sounds really good. Tom, how are you?
Everything's well here.
Yeah.
Doing good.
Yeah? Cool.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Saturday.
I know. There you go. Well, we've got a great show for you today. And, of course, people ask for more social medias, and we've got Mary Agnes going to be joining us.
I love Mary Agnes, and I love to learn about social media because it's something that I think we're all learning about. Kids, they just know it automatically.
Oh my God, yeah.
But we really have to learn about it. We have to be educated on it, and I find it fascinating.
Well, you know, just by starting off there is I want to make sure everybody's following us on Facebook and Twitter because we have been giving away so many things on Facebook right now, and it's so much fun to see who's getting them, and we make you work really hard, but you know what? It's so much fun. You definitely want to do that. Just start off our show. I want to just kind of mention it. There's 18 things mentally strong people do, but I'm not going to mention all of them. Tom's like, really? No, but I do want to say, you know, one thing, they move on. They don't waste their time feeling sorry for themselves. They figure out how to, you know, figure it out and what works and move on.
And forget about, don't let something take up space in your head.
Oh, my God.
I
yeah. Don't let it pay rent, right?
Exactly.
There you go. The other thing is they keep control. They don't give away their power. You know, you get really stressed and then you kind of.
And the thing to remember, these are not these are not tips that people just, oh, naturally fall into. You have to make a conscious effort to
I'm
do
glad
all
you
these
said
things.
That.
You have to be in control of your environment and how your life is playing out.
There you go. I'm going to skip down to they stay happy. Okay, how do you stay happy? They don't complain. They don't waste energy on things they can't control.
So true.
Yeah, so those are kind of things. And let me just, let's see. They accept full responsibility for their past behavior. Okay, they don't make the same mistake over and over. They're like, okay, I kind of screwed up here. How do I move on?
Exactly.
And you
don't
know,
keep berating yourself for a mistake you made years ago.
Yeah. So
even if it was yesterday.
There you go. And let's see. What's another one that shouts out at me? They think productively. Okay, so that's a big one. They replace negative thoughts with productive thoughts. You know, we all kind of tend to beat ourselves up, right? But how do we just go cancel, and what's going to be productive for me? How do I move through this? And, you know, life happens. That's the way it is. Anyways, so I'm going to kind of, you know, every couple of weeks we'll kind of add some more to that list. But again, for anybody that's just waking up with us right now, starting your day in a positive way, I'm so glad that you're here. And I hope that you're off to a great summer. We got so many great events coming up. Today we're going to be talking with Mary Agnes, and she is our social media strategist. Also joining us is Anna Weber, and we're going to talk about her book, and it is 360 Degrees of Success. If you haven't noticed, we talk about the brighter side of everything. And there is a strategy to that. The strategy is that life happens, but how do you pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and keep going on? And so again, I'm so glad that you're here. I want to tell everybody about our podcast. Tune in on all of your phones. You can download the Kim Pagano Show. All of our shows are there, so you can listen when you're walking or
running. We'll keep you going.
Yeah, there you go. You just need a lift during the day. Anyways, I do want to remind you that we are here from 6 to 8 every Saturday. And today, from 2 to 3, we have The Brighter Side of Recovery. And we've got another great show for you there. So stay with us. We've got completely different guests on our 7 o'clock show. And I'll talk about that in a little bit. But again, Tom, you want to talk about all of our great giveaways?
Let's start off with a $25 gift certificate for the Mission Oaks Cafe. We also have breakfast for two at Mrs. Olson's Coffee Hut. How about the Rubicon Theater? Doing it again, this time one for the whole family with the kids in mind, The Little Mermaid. And that is July 1st through the 5th. It's A Journey Under the Sea. I know my kids would love that. July 17th through the 26th, Cabrillo Music Theater presenting Oklahoma. Quick, sing a song from Oklahoma. The musical, everybody knows that great musical. It's a classic, and they have it in Thousand Oaks. Great show. And finally, July 18th and 19th, Tequila and Taco Music Festival at the Collection River Park in Oxnard. That place is doing it right. Always jam-packed, crowded.
Oh, my God.
It's
I
the
know.
Event.
Yeah.
Definitely the event.
Definitely.
Well, tequila, tacos. I mean, what more can you ask for in the summer?
I know. Yeah. And of course, what's on this weekend right now today is...
Oh, the Roadshow Revival.
I know. I can't tell you.
I'm so excited.
We gave away every single ticket. In fact, I need more, Ross, you know?
But yeah, Johnny Cash, the tribute. It's going to be fun Saturday and Sunday, today and tomorrow.
Yeah, 22 bands, and I'm so bummed I'm not going to be here. But anyways, all of our listeners out there, we have given away tons of tickets to that, so we're really excited. And, of course, we also have Conejo
Food and Wine.
We gave away tickets to that,
really
too.
And that all the money... as all of these events do, go to a great cause. That'll be a really fun day as well tomorrow.
There you go. And, of course, Rolling for Pink, right?
I'm so excited. We are in the thick of everything right now. Our event is on Saturday. I want to thank everyone who's attending.
Today, right?
Saturday.
Yeah.
I can't even remember what
Not
day
next
is.
Saturday, this Saturday.
Today,
right? Yeah.
Today, because I've been there since about 4 this morning,
okay.
And I ran over here. We are ready to go. I want to thank everyone that's attending and all of our vendors and all of our sponsors. We have an amazing event. We have 360 people registered that will be there today.
Oh, my God. I can't. I know. Why did I pick to go out of town, you know? But anyways, I will definitely be there next year. And they always do a great job. So big shout
Absolutely.
Out to Rolling for Pink. All right. Our first guest, Mary Agnes, and I'm so excited to have her back, and I'm hoping that she's going to be able to work with me, us on our show,
Absolutely.
Because she's got some really great ideas. And for anybody that's just tuning in with us, I forgot to give out our phone number, 419-0008, 419-0008. That is the number that you can win all these amazing prizes that we have. We love to give back. I love to, you know, it's funny, I'm a hair therapist, so I love to look in people's eyes. I can't obviously do that on the radio, so I try to call. Last week, I got in touch with every one of my winners. It was so much fun, so big shout out to everybody I already talked to. But call us. We want to hear from all of you, and our show's a little bit different. All we do is we have you call in, leave us your name and your number, and then one of the team members or myself will be able to get back with you. And we just want to find out what you love
We're
about
like
our show.
We're like Ellen when we call you. It could be someone from the show, or it could be us.
Yeah, there you go. I love that. Anyway, so let's start off with how about Little Mermaid? We've got tickets to the Rubicon, one of my favorite places there. And that is July 1st through the 5th, but we've got tickets. How about a pair of tickets right there? So call in right now, 419-0008. Let's bring our first guest on, Mary Agnes. Are you there?
I am here. Hi, Kim.
How are you?
I'm great. I'm so happy to be here again.
Well, thank you so much. We had so many callers last time. And so tell us a little bit about, well, for any listeners that weren't on last time, what, you know, who you are and what you do.
Well, I'm a ghostwriter, and I fell into social media sort of by accident 9 years ago before there even was a Facebook. And it's been a great journey. It's been a lot of fun. So my goal is to simplify social media, give some very easy things people can do to make their impact bigger and build more fans and be more useful in the world.
Wow, that's great. So a ghostwriter. So do you actually help people write their books?
I do, actually. Not very often. I think about one project a year now because the social side of our business really exploded and we're very useful there, which makes me happy. But I do ghostwrite even on social. Sometimes I work for clients by proxy where I log into them and with their approval, put out posts that we've written on their behalf.
Wow.
Wow. Okay, so I have a couple questions for you, Mary. I love everything that you have to say, and I find social media be so fascinating. Now, what would you say, if you're a business owner, is the most important social media that you should have? I mean, I know there's Instagram, there's Twitter, there's Facebook. So or do you base it on who your audience is, or what gets your message out there the best way?
The answer is so ironic. It's none of those. It's YouTube.
And the
YouTube is owned by Google. And so for discoverability, for you to be, you know, vibrantly out there on YouTube, owned by Google, titled and tagged with your name, so it's searchable by your name, it's you, right? It's you in your brand, in your voice, talking about what's passionately important to you and your audiences. I mean, think about the big splashes. The huge things we hear about going viral all happen on video, and YouTube is the place to be discovered. So I think that's the most important place. After that, it does depend on your audience.
Jennifer, we're going to have to do a YouTube channel.
Okay, so let me stop you there, though. I know that I could be wrong, but Twitter, you can stream live video now?
You can, and you could always put in a link from YouTube to Twitter. Because Twitter has such a great relationship with Google, you can still use a YouTube link and still get a lot of play.
Okay.
On Facebook, you have to upload your videos directly to Facebook to get any feed at all. So if you're going to put your videos on Facebook, do not use the YouTube link. It's the opposite. Upload them directly to Facebook. They call it native video.
Native video?
Native video. So when you make your videos and you put them up on YouTube, you want to go back over to Facebook and load them there as well, natively.
Oh.
And then I feel like with Facebook, it's harder to make sure that you have the right fault. Like there's that whole interesting way people follow you and keep you on their stream all the time.
Well, one of the biggest ways to be followed and to be seen in the stream is through video. It's one of the few things that gets more than a 1% organic reach right now. Facebook has dropped organic reach to 1%, but on video, because of the high engagement, if it's loaded directly to Facebook, you'll go as high as 15%.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so that you do want to put some videos on there then, huh? That's why you get so many more hits.
Okay, Kim, let's make a video really fast. You ready, Tom?
There you go. Yeah. All right. So, okay, now, what kind of clients are you working with?
Oh, gosh. Well, I work with a lot of New York Times bestsellers. I work right now with J.J. Virgin. I've had the privilege of working with Jordan Belfort, The Wolf of Wall Street, Jack Canfield, Chicken for the Soul, Christine Comerford, Rules for Renegades. And
now, let me ask you, Jack Canfield, did he sell his books?
You know, he sold part of his brand, then he bought part of it back. I mean, Mr. Canfield has more than one brand, thank God, so he's still pretty vibrant in the industry. He's got some success principles also, and that's huge for entrepreneurs, certainly.
So I want to switch gears here just a little bit, Mary. If you have children, teens, who are into social media and cannot ever put their phones down, what are the apps that we should be afraid of as parents that we should really try to discourage our children from participating in?
You know, I want to take a different tack. I think there's not much we can keep our kids from doing in today's world. It's really hard to keep them safe. But the number one thing we can do is, A, explain to them that if it's online, it's not private. So if my daughter has something, I am logged in as her to look at the sends folder. So this is the rule in my house, and she's 15, and I have a hyper security around, like, her privacy is sacred to me. I don't read her journals. I don't go in her room. But if it's online, it's not private. So if she's on Instagram, I'm logged in as her to check it. If she's on Tumblr, I'm logged in as her to check it. And I don't read anything, but I need to make sure she's safe. Who is she talking to? So this is where we cross the line. It's public once it's on social. So if they have an app where there's a login, you need to know their login and password. And if you're hyper aware of their security and their sacred privacy, at least, at the very least, have them give you their logins and passwords in a sealed envelope that you agree to not open in case of emergency.
Oh, that's a good idea. That's a really good idea. I do want to remind anybody that's just waking up with us right now and tuning in, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I'm here. I'm Kim. I'm here with Jennifer and Tom. And, of course, we're speaking with Mary Agnes. And we're talking about social media. And you know what's interesting is which one do you think is the top one that businesses should be using?
It's LinkedIn.
Oh, really? Okay, so perfect question. LinkedIn, how do you, you know how, I guess it's like a free service that you can use right now, correct?
Yeah, it is.
Okay. Can you, you know how you always see like different people's articles or they write something that, you know, they publish it? How do you do that?
Well, it's very easy. If you go into LinkedIn, there's you can literally post your article there. Or you can post it on your website and lead somebody over to it. So if you go into your LinkedIn page, before you go anywhere, the minute you're logged in, you're on your home screen. There's share an update, upload a photo, or publish a post. Just click on publish a post on the right, and you'll be able to put in a fairly long little article and put in an image. So this is going to be a really great, and you can even tag it so it's highly discoverable by your audience. And this is going to be a great tool for people.
Okay, wait, Mary. So I'm on my homepage, and you're saying...
Right under your photo. You see a photo on the left?
Yep.
So you just right under your photo, you'll see three little boxes. Share an update, upload a photo, or publish a post. If you click on publish a post, that's how all of us should be publishing our little pieces on LinkedIn that we want the world to see. Highly discoverable. Just make sure to put your name in the headline after the title of the piece.
I don't see that on mine for some reason. So, okay. And if anybody else is, I see my name. Okay. And then it says edit profile. And then who's viewed your profile?
Oh, you know what? Look a little lower. Do you see your picture and your name under that?
My picture and...
And under that, you'll see those three little boxes. Share an update, upload a photo, or publish a post. You're just looking a little too high on the page, and I bet a lot of people will. So this is good for all of you to know. So if you click your home screen, you're going to see at the top banner what exactly Kim was just looking at, home, profile, connections, jobs, and interests. Under that banner, you'll see your own name, and right under that, like with your little picture, it's like a little tiny business card, right under that, you'll see share an update, upload a photo, and publish a post.
Okay. All right.
Okay, so while we're working on that, can you tell us what is the next big thing? What do you think will be the next thing we're all talking about in terms of social media?
Well, I keep holding out hope for Google Plus because the communities on Google Plus are very responsive and really engaging. So that's one thing for all of us to take a look at. you know, certainly Instagram is going to continue to grow this way, and Tumblr right now is huge.
Huge.
But we've got to know our audience. You know, the people on Tumblr right now are the older teens and the young 20-somethings. So if that's your audience, go for it. But if you're JJ Virgin and your audience is, you know, women who struggle with their weight in the mid-40s, Tumblr isn't your audience yet. So you have to know your audience so that you pick the space that's most highly engaging to your demographic.
Wow,
oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So what about Facebook? There's people that have thousands and thousands and thousands of followers. How do they get that?
Well, the most important thing I want to say is this. If you're going to spend your money to get followers, get them on your email list. Put your effort into lead pages or click funnels. Put it into a space where you can give away something and lead them into your email list. Because look what happened with Facebook. If you have 100,000 fans, only 1% will see anything you do now. 1% organic reach.
Oh, so how would you go about doing that to get their emails?
Well, I would do two things. Number one, in order to get a fan now on Facebook, you have to pay to advertise to get the fan. And then you have to pay to advertise for them to see what you do. Instead, do a bigger digital campaign. Put up a lead pages or a click funnel where you give away, you know, everybody sees this, opt in to get this, right? And drive them there with either YouTube advertising or Google advertising. At least what you're doing is from online discovery with the end game of your email list. For the fans you already have on Facebook and other social media, drive them to that page also, because your fans are not your property until they're on your email list.
That makes a lot of sense. Wow.
If Facebook takes your page down tomorrow, look what happened to Shailene Johnson.
Yeah.
Shailene was hacked on Instagram and she lost 250,000 contacts.
Oh my gosh, you're absolutely
That's
right.
Crazy.
So, okay, so if we wanted to put something on Facebook, we would say, let's just say, win tickets to Tequila and Taco and write your enter to win here with your at your email.
That's right. Send them over to your website. I mean, you have such a great website. I want everyone to see it anyway. It's
oh,
so
thank
easy.
You.
It's so filled with inspiration. Past shows are really easy. I just found my own and posted on my Facebook.
Oh, thank you. Awesome. Okay, cool.
So send them to an opt-in page, and then you just, so easy. You send an autoresponder that says, thank you, I'm so excited you're in the drawing for the tickets or for whatever you're doing in that moment.
Got it.
And we'll put you in all future drawings. Let everybody know that they're going to be a part of your community.
Right, right.
And so, Mary, we could do a YouTube video and then upload that to our website.
That's right.
That's perfect. That's okay. Great. So how do you get a YouTube channel?
Oh, it's so easy. If you have a Gmail address and you have to have one to use YouTube, Google has everybody using all of their products. So it's a Gmail address or a YouTube account for Google Plus. It's all instantly. So this is the Google universe, right? But why does that matter? Well, you want to be found on Google, the one search engine everybody does use. So you get a Gmail address. Then you type in youtube.com, and it will walk you through the process. It is like a four-step process. But I'll give you something you can give away if you want. I have a YouTube class that I teach, and I will send you the cheat sheet to that.
Oh, that would be great. Awesome. Okay, perfect. Okay, good. Well, I love that. So, okay, what about email marketing campaigns? And, you know, I know we need to take a really quick break. Will you stay with us, Mary?
Sure,
this is
so
interesting.
It's fascinating.
God, I know. All right, I'm going to give away, how about breakfast at Mrs. Olson's Coffee Hut? We've got breakfast for two, and all you have to do is call right now, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Make sure you leave us your name and your number and your email. And we'll add that to our list
right there.
And also I want to remind everybody that we do have a newsletter that goes out every week. So it's funny, all of our listeners, there's a bunch of them like, finally, I got your email. I'm so glad. All you have to do is call us. When you call us, say, I want to get one of your emails. It gives you everything that's happening. And also it's another way of winning. So with that, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Mission Oaks Cafe is a favorite destination for all Camarillo natives. Every plate is made with the highest of quality, using fresh ingredients from local farms, enriching your dining experience. Reserve a spot at one of their elegant wine pairing nights, where Chef Joseph Sharp is able to show off his talents of fine cuisine in a four-course meal paired with four fantastic wines from a local winery. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, and for breakfast through dinner on Friday, Saturday, and Sundays. Full bar open later. Call 805-482-1022 to make a reservation. That's 805-482-1022. Visit them online at www.missionoakscafe.com for their full menu and upcoming events.
MJ Holt is the owner of Thermal Imaging of SoCal, where she assists people who want to know what's happening in their body right now. Approved by the FDA in 1982, digital infrared thermal imaging is an unsurpassed, safe, non-invasive screening technique that detects the sympathetic nervous system that reacts and responds to pain, pathology, injury, or dysfunction anywhere in the body that may go undetected with X-ray and other tools. Thermal Imaging of SoCal is located in Westlake Village, here to serve by appointment. Call Thermal Imaging of SoCal when you are ready, 310-463-2318, or visit tiofsc.com.
Hi, Allison Ross here from the Center for Eating Recovery to tell you the real reason why your last weight loss attempt didn't work. Diets offer food advice, but leave us to battle overwhelming food cravings that sabotage the effort. We help you to break free from the vicious yo-yo dieting cycle. As a psychotherapist specializing in eating, I have developed an 8-week course called Hunger Balance that works at the root of the problem. Our therapeutic approach will release your mind from the craving state, break your emotional dependence on food, and make it easy to make healthy choices. Listeners of The Kim Pagano Show get $100 off when you register for a course. Call us at 818-836-4600 or visit us at centerforeatingrecovery.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us, waking up with us, and starting your day in a positive way. I'm Kim. I'm here with Jennifer and Tom, and we've got Mary Agnes on our line here. And we're talking about social media, really how to get your name out there, how to get more emails, more contacts, all that stuff. And Mary is, she's like a strategist on this, so we're really excited to have her be a part of our show. And I know you want to do a little shout out, right?
I do. I want to do a shout out to Surfaces USA. You know, I'm redoing my bathroom, and I've had such
you like always are doing something.
I know. And I'm constantly thinking in my head, but I had a hard time. I mean, it's not only a big investment, it's hard to decide what you want. There's so much to choose, but I went out to Surfaces USA, and they have an amazing selection, and they also have very, very knowledgeable people working there to help you make those decisions. So I wanted to make sure everybody knows about them. Surfaces USA, they're great. They are located right here in Oxnard, and their phone number is 604-1568, or you can go to their website at surfacesusa.com. Check them out if you're doing any type of remodeling anywhere in your house.
Decorator, any of that stuff, they'll help you out there. So, in fact, she's going to be back on our show here shortly.
Ooh, maybe she'll bring samples.
Ooh.
Gifts.
Yeah. There you go. Now you're asking for too much.
Exactly.
But anyway, Surfaces USA, they're right here in Oxnard. Definitely go check them out. Mary Agnes, we were talking about really how to really, what about emails and stuff like that?
Well, email is a great thing to use. It is the number one way to convert a follower on your list to a customer who buys something from you. So that is a really important thing to know. If you don't have an email list, it's super easy and super inexpensive to create one on a simple platform like iContact, or Constant Contact, or if you want to get a little more interested, go to MailChimp.com, and they have a little bit of a more advanced platform where you can divide your list into segments, and that's really useful down the road if you're building a serious business.
What do you mean by into segments?
Well, on MailChimp, you'll be able to do things like tag which customers opened this email. So, and it's similar to Infusionsoft, which is the granddaddy of all complicated email systems, but you can literally tag who opened an email, and thus you can gauge who's interested in that topic.
Oh.
So it becomes an entire marketing system all by itself.
Oh, now let me ask you a question. If somebody unsubscribes, try to say, hey, was there something wrong? Or, you know, a lot of times I've had a couple people unsubscribe and they're like, I'm getting in on all of mine, so I canceled two of them, so I can only get them on one. But, you know, what's the protocol for that?
You know, if someone unsubscribes, I wouldn't worry about it.
Oh, really?
Very often it's either because they're on the list twice or because they're simply too busy. It's fine to let people go off the list as long as you're building new people on the list.
Got it.
So if you're constantly building your audience, everybody loses 1% to 2% every time they send an email. And that's fine. It's just natural attrition because people are so busy. If you make sure your content is deeply personal, very moving, and valuable to them, they won't get off your list.
I like that. And not that you're always trying to sell something, correct?
Well, look, I think it's okay to sell to your real audience. They know you, and you're providing valuable content.
Okay.
So this idea that we shouldn't sell is pretty much inaccurate. Sell what they want. You know, make sure you're selling the right thing at the right time. And then don't oversell it. By the third email, they've seen it and they've made a decision. So it's okay to stop selling.
That's interesting. All right. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to ask, when you're like putting all this stuff together, your different things, what should you be putting the same information on each social media, like everything the same on Twitter that you put on Instagram, that you put on Facebook, or should you vary your message on all the different platforms?
I like a varied message because there are different audiences on each of these.
Oh, okay.
But definitely do not use a service like Hootsuite any longer. The reason is everyone's discovering what Facebook has, that you don't want people clicking to go to some other platform. So you want your Facebook stuff loaded to Facebook, your Instagram stuff loaded to Instagram. Don't share across the platforms any longer because your audience reach goes down. Better to hire an intern and have them just post all day long.
Oh, so you wouldn't have them all connected.
That's right. I don't have them all connected any longer.
Oh, okay.
So it's not being smarter and working harder. So you would say just have different people texting or posting all day long.
It is the truth. Unfortunately, to be really impactful now, you've got to be on the platform with your audience. I mean, think about it. Twitter doesn't want everybody just feeding in their stuff because then who's on there to see anyone's stuff? But now everyone wants you uploading directly to them from the platform itself. So it's fine to know how busy we all are. Make good choices if you're going to do it yourself. Budget X amount of time twice a day. The better thing to do is get an intern and just hand them a packet of stuff to post all week.
And so you already have them already planned here. I love this. Yeah, this represents me.
That's right. Have an editorial calendar around social media. Then when you go in yourself, you're spending your time responding to people, which is more important, and putting good questions out in response to their stuff. You want to be engaging in the real time with your real people. The content should be engaging to the broader audience. You should be there for the conversation after the fact.
I like that. Okay. I like that. So my last question to you is, if somebody's trying to get, you know, likes on their business page or more followers, what's the best way to do it on Facebook?
Well, the best way to do it now, unfortunately, is to throw a little money at it and advertise on Facebook. If you're a business, you can join Facebook's business program. I think it's facebook.com/business, literally. And our agency was invited into a program they have where if you invest $750 a month in advertising, Facebook gives you a rep to help you maximize that. So if one of your small businesses has the money, there is a program for you and Facebook will help you be proficient at your ad dollars.
Oh.
That's the only way to really build followers now. It's to be out there, you know, telling people I'm here through Facebook advertising.
So do you think it's worthwhile spending money on Facebook?
I would rather see you spend your money on a lead page and get their email addresses and then send a note to your email list saying find us on Facebook. Do it the opposite way. So you have them on your email list first, and that's where your knowledge is.
And how do we get that?
I'm sorry, say that again. Oh, well, Lead Pages is I don't have an affiliation with them financially or anything ever.
Right.
But Lead Pages is just like it sounds, LeadPages. It is a super simple way to put up an opt-in form. It's beautiful. It's customized in templates. It's super, super easy. And it's just a giveaway site. Opt-in, I send you that.
Oh, okay. You'll send that to us?
Sure.
Okay.
Okay.
And what is the name of that again?
It's leadpages.com for new entrepreneurs, very small micro businesses. This is what I advise all of my people in my masterminds to do. Use lead pages just to get the opt-in. On your email, on your autoresponder, you send them back whatever they opted in for, and you have a relationship.
I like that. Well, you know, I know that you have a marketing, services that you offer. And where would people find out more about you?
I have a website. It's literally my name, maryagnes.com, maryagnes.com. And I teach a social media class every 8 weeks. It's 6 weeks long, and it literally rotates every 8 weeks. It starts over again because platforms are always changing. If you take it once, you're in it for life. You never have to pay again. You can just take it for the rest of eternity. And I try and get all of my small businesses everywhere to take that class. It goes through all of the platforms one by one. And I sent you guys a cheat sheet for video on YouTube. You can give away to your people, and that'll help them get started.
Oh, perfect.
Oh, that's awesome.
Okay.
That'll be perfect.
Yeah. And I really want to work with you. I think that you do a great job. So.
Thank you. It's a lot of fun knowing you guys.
Well, thank you so much, Mary. We love having you on, and of course, we'd love to have you back again.
Anytime I can be useful, I'm happy to show up.
Watch for our YouTube video.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. All right. Thank you so much, Mary Agnes, social media strategist. And you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Our next guest, Anna Weber. And we're going to be talking about her book, 360 Degrees of Success. And, of course, as we go out, we've got tickets. And July 18th and 19th is Tequila Taco and Music Festival. And that's over at The Collections. We've got a couple pairs of tickets for you. So call in right now, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And also, if you're on Facebook, follow us. Get in touch with us. Send us something about that you're listening to our show right now. And we're going to pick a winner from that, too. So, again, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Stay with us. We'll be here all the way till 8 o'clock.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair. And I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair. And she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
DeVoe Treatment Centers, based in Southern California, provides innovative and cutting-edge treatment tailored specifically for teens aged 13 to 18 struggling with addiction and mental health issues. With two residential treatment centers in Topanga and Ojai, and two partial hospitalization and outpatient facilities in Bel Air and Ojai, we provide the most effective level of care to meet our clients' unique needs. Our strength-based, solution-focused program empowers our clients to become the engine of their recovery. For more information, go to evolvetreatment.com or call 1-800-665-GROW.
Waking up to your aliveness is what Sherry Gaba teaches her clients in person, by phone, or through Skype. Sherry teaches you how to live a life filled with harmony, peace, joy, and purpose, with real tools to change anything in your life, whether it's a relationship, career, financial abundance, anxiety, depression, or any addiction, whether it's alcohol, food, even obsessive love, or the internet. Sherry is a licensed psychotherapist and a certified transformation and recovery coach. Call Sherry at 818-756-3338. Email her at sherry@sgabatherapy.com and check out her website at www.sherrygaba.com.
showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. Jennifer here is talking about summer and her kids. And
we haven't even been out for 4 days, and they're like, what are we going to do today?
Oh, God. Well, aren't you their cheerleader?
Oh, yeah, I'm their camp,
your camp director. Yeah, there you go. Well, I do want to remind everybody that we are going to be here till 8 o'clock, and I want to just kind of tease you with some of our guests that are going to be on our next show. Scott Vincent Borba is going to be coming back. He is cooking your way to gorgeous. I love what he has to talk about. And then we've got the gratitude guy, and that's David George Brook. So stay with us all the way to 8 o'clock. And again, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And we're going to bring Anna Weber on. Her book is 360 Degrees of Success. And let's welcome her on. And you know what? We need to give something away. We always have to give something away on our break. So love to have our phones ringing off the hook. And how about a $25 Mission Oaks Cafe? We've got tickets, a gift certificate for that. And they've got Build Your Burger
they
now.
They do. It is
They've got
awesome.
All their summer drinks out now. Tamale Tuesdays. I tell you, you're going to want to go and check it out. Again, that's Mission Oaks Cafe right over there in Camarillo. So call us right now, 419-0008, 419-0008. And let's welcome Anna. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. How are you today?
Good. How are you doing?
Very good. Very good. It's a beautiful Thursday.
Well, thank you.
Southern California.
Okay. Thank you. All right. So we are going to talk about your book and 360 Degrees of Success. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
About myself. Well, I was born in Romania. And at the age of 10, I immigrated to the Middle East. And I came to the United States. Pursued dreams and passions and goals as a young student, and I decided to stay on, and I've been here since then. And I've been running, basically building organizations from the ground up. I have a degree in finance, and been building organizations from the ground up in the various industries. One company I built up from 250,000 helped to 62 million, and this is actually my passion, to see organizations grow and people grow and really living the good life.
So let me ask you, Anna, if somebody is just starting a business, what would be the first thing that you would look at to help them?
That's a great question. Well, first of all, when you start a business, I guess the number one ingredient, you have to be passionate.
I love that you said that. Yeah, you have to believe in yourself and you have to really love what you do.
Yes, you have to learn how to love what you do. And also, basically, to love everything you do, because at first, when you start a business, you really have to learn the business from the ground up. You can't be immediately as a role of an executive or just having this huge title. You got to understand the business inside out. You got to do a little homework before. And you become basically passionate. You'll be passionate about the business. You learn how to love everything you do, regardless of how significant it is.
You know, what makes me think of what you're saying is you can't own a restaurant unless you know how to do, like, cook it, do everything on there, right?
Yes, because, see, the number one, that's a great example, by the way. Thank you so much for bringing that up, because I've built a couple of restaurants myself. I help people build them. And what it really is that you can't bring a restaurant to great business. There's so many restaurants that close down after 6 months, 3 months, and a year. And you're asking the question, why? Well, people say it's the wrong location. Perhaps it's not enough clientele. Maybe the prices were too high. Maybe there was too much competition. There's various factors. However, just like you said, when you learn, first of all, where you're going to get the best produce, the best value for the food that you are going to serve, freshness, presentation, even the plate, the glasses, the way you're presenting, the way people greet you as a waiter or a waitress, the way you prepare the food and putting the ingredients, you know, in that food, and how you really cut costs at the right angles, at the right places, and really how you shine. You bring so much pride. That person that comes to your restaurant, let's say, once a week for lunch, now wants to, you know, have a lunch meeting there. Now they want to bring more people in. Now they want to even come for dinner.
So, Anna, that brings me to the next thing that I, in your book about relationships and customer service. Tell us how I am a stickler. I've been in the service industry my entire life, and I am a real stickler for customer service. Tell our listeners, tell us how important it is for new businesses businesses.
That is huge because it is all about relationships, and every purchase and every sale and every transaction is actually emotional. And when we feel good about something, we execute that particular transaction to its fullest potential. For an example, I tell people the number one formula, be more interested, be less interesting. So what it is that not in a phony way or, you know, in a shallow fashion, but you ask that person, for example, I'll go to a restaurant that, you know, again, a good example, and the waiter or the waitress comes, oh, hi, how are you today? Oh, I haven't met you before. Are you new here? Oh, yes, actually, I started 3 weeks ago. Oh, great to meet you. Where are you from? You exchange a few words. Oh, thank you very much. Oh, can you bring us some more water with ice, lemon, and so forth? So, oh, yeah, you know, you remind me of that. And you build that kind of a communication and conversation and relationship in a few minutes. And you're not only bringing great aura around you and great energy, but you really build, you know, the next time you come around, it's like, oh, hi, it's Susan again, it's Anna again. I live close to Fashion Island in Newport Beach, and there's a restaurant that just opened up a month ago, Sushi Rocco. And I met three or four managers already, and some of the busboys and some of the waitresses and the girls in charge, and it was just brand new. They were really, they didn't know how it's going to take off in that particular location. So now, what can I tell you? Three times I went there, three times I got free desserts. The manager says, Yuri, I really have to treat you for something. And this is what I'm talking about. It's not that you are going there with intentions, oh, I'm going to get something for that. It's just really being more interested and being less interesting, trying to shine more light on the other person than yourself.
You know, I have an interesting story like that. We are big. My husband has a lot of clothes that are dry cleaned, and I have switched dry cleaners a couple times. One, I specifically switched because I felt that I needed a suit. We were going to a funeral. It was a horrible situation, and I couldn't get to him because, of course, my car broke down that day when I was driving to the airport, he forgot to give me the suit. And I said, can you just bring it to me at the dealer in Thousand Oaks? I know it's completely inappropriate, but I didn't get to the funeral, the airport to go to a funeral, and he couldn't bring it to me. And I said to my husband, I will never go there again because we are the people who still have to dry clean clothes all the time. And the other day, I unfortunately forgot my husband's stuff at the dry cleaners, and it was 5 o'clock on a Saturday, and I was like, oh my gosh, I have to get this dry cleaning. I went there and I thought I called them, but I called somebody else and they said they were going to wait for me, but I got there and there was no one there. I called the phone number that was listed.
And they came down and got it.
No, they brought it to my house. And she said, we'll be there later tonight. Don't worry about it. And I was
that is service.
I said, you know what? Yeah. I will never switch from you ever again. And she said, you bring clothes to me all the time. She said, this happens. We get it. Like, and it wasn't a big deal. Yeah. And I'm telling you, they're located right next to Albertsons on Arbolus.
I know exactly. Yeah. My son-in-law goes there too.
I love them. And I will always take my clothes there for the rest of my life.
Right next to a forest.
Yeah. Exactly.
I'm not sure, like by Amici Pizza, all in there, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, you go the extra mile. And when you deal with this organization and you build relationships with customers, with vendors, with the bankers, oh, hi, how are you? You know, you get a little bit deeper and you say, oh, you guess what? It's my anniversary tomorrow. Well, you put that on your calendar and the next year you call up and say, happy anniversary, Becky. And they say, oh, you remember?
Right.
These little things, because again, we're human and we're not islands. We need people in our lives.
Yeah.
And we can be, you know, it's an instant gratification, kind of a narcissistic in a way society. But when you go out of your way and say, you know, what can I do for you? And how this, like your situation that you share, it was exceptional and unique. So they went out, you know, out of the way for you. Of course, you're going to be a customer forever.
Right. I do want to remind anybody that's just waking up with us right now here on Saturday morning and starting your day in a positive way that you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We're talking with Anna Weber. We're talking about her book, 360 Degrees of Success. Anna, is this your first book?
No, it's my 17th book.
Oh, my gosh. You got to send us all your books. I love
you're
what you're
successful.
Doing. Yeah. What are all your books like business books?
Well, actually, you know what? I started off, you know how the baby starts off kind of walking not very, very, very well. I started off actually with a poetry, and then I started off with a little novel, and then a few self-help books because I went back and I got another degree in addition to my business degree. And it's interestingly enough, I never knew that getting over things and letting things go helped me expressing various emotions and moments that I went through in my life, you know, in the format of a book. So that's how the whole thing started about, I would say, 8.5 years ago. And yeah, I've come up with 17 books, and this is one of, it's quite a bestseller, and it's on Amazon, and it's also on my website available. And it's getting actually distributed in so many countries in the Middle East and in Asia, getting translated into Indonesian and Korean and Hindu and maybe even Arabic. So, yeah, wow. It's very exciting. You know, as I have to say, it's all about growth. We're growing.
Anna, you talk about in your book, just 10 minutes a day, the 3-step 30-day program. What is that?
Oh, that is phenomenal. Actually, I started that quite a few years ago. What it is that I found out, and also from clients that I got throughout the, you know, course of my life and my own challenges, I found out that when we build a certain system or a certain type of a process, it will help us to get from where we are today to where we want to be tomorrow. The most difficult gap and the bridge is taking something into action. So the idea is in our mind, and we want to do this. Oh, I want to lose 20 pounds. I want to go here. But for some reason, either we procrastinate or it just never happens. And we lose the passion and we lose the interest and we lose really the goal and the focus. So I built that 3-step 30-day program because it originally helped me, and then some of quite a few of my clients. What it really is that first you kind of like declutter everything that happened to you from the past, and you kind of like letting go of that, and that is not easy to let go.
So for anybody that didn't really understand, because you got a nice little accent there, right? Declutter, is that what you said?
Declutter.
Yes, okay.
Yes, there. It's getting rid of the clutter, because what it is, we all have that.
We're overwhelmed, so, right?
If you're overwhelmed with life, and let's say it's a divorce, or kids moving back home, or not enough money, or whatever area it is, we decluttering the past, because the past is only history, something that we can learn from. And then we bring ourselves into the present, and in this program, we set up certain goals for ourselves. And then we build a little bit of a discipline and a little structure that we start 10 minutes a day to devote time to that particular goal. Because if you don't start baby steps, it will never happen. Mm. So for an example, I'll give you some very simple example. I met a guy who was just like, oh, I'm so afraid of a commitment. And this, and he was dating for a while. And I said, well, why don't you, you know, take the 3 steps, you know, and let's see how this, you know, works out for you. And at first, he said, oh, my God. He said, all of a sudden, when I was hitting the very first phase of this particular program, he said, oh, my God, I started feeling of all the girls that walked out on me and all the rejection and all the issues. And all, he realized that that's what really kept him from not, you know, pursuing this lovely young lady. And then he set some goals. And one of the goals was, yes, I'm going to propose. And the other goal was, I want to travel the world with her. But sure enough, a few years down the line, moving fast forward, he's married. He's happily married. They traveled a little bit the world, and he made basically things happen. So it's not one size fits all. It's whatever you set for yourself. And again, it's that empowerment. It's not telling you should do this or you could do this or, you know, judgment or lecturing. It's what you get empowered to do for yourself. So it's phenomenal.
I think
it works.
the point that you made about decluttering, it's so interesting because who doesn't love a hotel room? And I always wonder if that's partially because there's no clutter in a hotel room.
Uh-huh. Oh, I love it. It's kind of like a model home.
It is.
Yeah.
And if your brain were set up
that's a really good point.
You know what I'm saying? You can function. Everything is perfect, and you can just do exactly what you want.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love that.
Home.
Anna, we are at the end of our show, and where can people find out more about you? We're going to have you back. Will you send me all your books? Because I love what you're doing.
I'd be glad to send you free copies. Also, The Money Flow, the book prior to that. That's actually, they're kind of like twins.
Okay.
I'd be glad to mail you, and you can reach me at 949-422-1830, or my email is anna@360degreesofsuccess.com.
I love it. Thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side.
And happy occasions. Have a happy day.
You got it. Thank you so much. All right. Well, we are at the end of this first hour. And, of course, we're going to start another hour with some amazing new guests. And we hope that you will stay with us. Again, our phone number here is 805-419-0008. Write that number down so you can call in and win all these great prizes. And, of course, we always end our show with a moment of happiness. Nothing can dim the light that shines within you. And with that, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Sometimes you bend, sometimes you stand, sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside the
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until, that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.